Boeing suffered its biggest annual loss since 2020, the company reported on Tuesday, January 28th. The $11.8 billion loss in 2024 comes in the wake of manufacturing issues and a machinist strike that brought production to a halt. Still, the company's stock price surged after CEO Kelly Ortberg said the company was making strides in plane production. The markets we serve are robust, and growing demand for our core commercial and defense products and services remains strong, he said during the company's fourth quarter earnings call Tuesday. Our backlog of more than $500 billion clearly demonstrates the value of our portfolio, and we're focused on meeting our commitments and delivering safe, high-quality products to our customers. Ortberg took over the chief executive role in August 2024 after years of trouble at Boeing. Those issues included the January 2024 Alaska Airlines flight, where a panel blew off mid-air, leaving a massive hole in the aircraft. The fourth quarter was Ortberg's first full quarter at the helm. The aerospace giant reported a $3.8 billion loss for the quarter as it dealt with a nearly two-month strike by the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. It's pretty much expected, aviation analyst Richard Abelafia told Straight Arrow News. You had a 53-day strike, which, of course, had a profound impact on jetliner deliveries, particularly for their one really profitable program, the 737 MAX series. You also had sort of the ongoing hangover associated with some very aggressive defense contracts that have continued to deliver losses and will keep doing so, Abelafia, who is managing director at Aerodynamic Advisory, added. So you were bound to see a really not very good year at all in terms of cash, and that's exactly what they delivered, but it wasn't worse than expectations. For the year, both sides of Boeing's business struggled. Commercial aircraft revenue fell 55% to roughly $4.8 billion. Meanwhile, the company's defense, space, and security business took a $5.4 billion loss for the year. Boeing has been on a downward spiral since reporting record profits of $12 billion in 2018. The company has lost more than $30 billion since, spurred by two 737 MAX crashes in late 2018 and early 2019, which resulted in the MAX being grounded. Boeing's woes continued with the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Ortberg has a four-point plan to put Boeing back on the right track. One of those points is fixing the company's culture issues. We're going to help focus the teams on what it takes to make Boeing successful and promote a culture of unity and accountability by implementing a single enterprise score for all of our annual incentive plans, Ortberg said Tuesday. As I talk with employees, there's a growing swell of excitement around restoring trust and getting their Boeing back, and they want to be a part of this turnaround. Abelafia said he thinks the message sent to employees and the public must remain clear. It's absolutely essential that he talk about changing the culture, and he's been doing that. To his great credit, he said, as they say, culture eats strategy for breakfast. On the other hand, when you come out and say, well, we're firing 10% of the workforce, we're not going to give you any details, that's a great way of continuing the cultural message that labor is really just an input rather than a partner, something to be squeezed for costs. In November, Boeing announced it would lay off 10% of its workforce, or roughly 17,000 employees. In the wake of the company's struggles, there have been talks that Boeing may spin off certain segments of the business. In late 2024, reports claimed it was looking for buyers for its space unit. Now, a potential sale of its Jeppesen navigation business is drawing suitors. You know, in some cases, you have potential that you could sell it, and there are buyers. Ortberg said about the possible sale of Jeppesen. In some cases, that may not be a viable approach. We may want to just not continue with the next phase of the project or something like that. So we're going through that. But I think if I give you any guidance, think of it as more pruning the portfolio, not cutting down the tree. I think there's lots of potential for selling off non-core businesses, Abelafia said, of possible sales. There is plenty of these auxiliary businesses relating to flight support, product support, parts distribution, whatever else that could be monetized, and they'd probably be wise to do so. Moving into 2025, the company said it's focused on solidifying supply chains, ramping up production, and getting three planes through certification, the 737-7, 737-10, and 777X. I'd like to see much more discussion of your product development in the jetliner business and a reinforcement of the engineering core. Abulafia said of the company's focus into 2025. And then on top of that, they have to do whatever they can, whatever is the art of the possible, to get these money-losing defense programs back on track, even if it means more upfront losses, bringing in additional resources to bear, anything to avoid the endless GRIP program losses that we've seen over the past 7 or 8 years.